And alongside Mark Dukes, I'm Scott Unash. It is Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here today as we take you through this Tuesday, the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway right here on KGYM. As we mentioned, we're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up in about 15 minutes or so. After that, it'll be Bob Herrig to talk a little bit of golf on this overcast and somewhat chilly day. So we will do that for you coming up here in just a little bit. As always, text line available to you. The First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Greetings to you today.
Greetings. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And you mentioned First Federal, and you want $200? You can get it. Open a checking account. Go to firstfedcu.com/KGYM.
And say hi to them and thank them. We appreciate all their help coming aboard here in 2020. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk some wrestling. We're going to talk some golf with you today as well. College basketball, high school basketball, all melding into one tonight for you as we've got high school basketball coming your way. We were supposed to have two single games tonight, and over the weekend they had some water damage on the floor over at Benton Community. So the boys game tonight between Benton and Clear Creek Amana was moved to Tiffin, so they're going to play a doubleheader tonight, both at Clear Creek Amana. That is the reason why there's a doubleheader tonight. And I would imagine the second time around when they meet, it will be a doubleheader over in Van Horn. Hopefully everything is okay with the gym and with the floor and whatnot. I am not privy to the information on exactly what happened, but it happens. So you adjust on the fly, and they have adjusted on the fly. So Miles Klotz and Gary Fickell sitting in for Eric Peterson tonight. We'll have that doubleheader for you beginning at 5:50. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Myself and Ryan Lersman will be over at Jefferson, not too far away from where we are currently located, as it will be the Jayhawks hosting the Linmar Lions in a good Metro Boys game tonight for you. That'll be on 1600 AM coming up at 7:30 this evening. The Iowa basketball team in action tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska.
They could use Louie.
They could use Louie. They could use a lot of bodies tonight as Iowa will take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers and Fred Hoiberg. And that will be just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. And meanwhile, you and I will be in action tonight against our friend Greg Lansing in the Indiana State Sycamores. He'll be back to his native Iowa tonight, the native of Harlan, Iowa, former Iowa assistant coach for several seasons in Iowa City. He'll bring his Sycamores back. They just had their 8-game winning streak snapped, and they will take on UNI coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
Hawkeyes favored by 8 points over in Lincoln tonight, and that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will the Hawks prove to be 8 points better than the Huskers tonight? Three choices. Yes, Hawks win easy. Secondly, no, but Iowa finds a way to win a close one. Lastly, no. Huskers eke out a win at home. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Who knows how many are going to dress tonight for Iowa? Sounds like Connor McCaffrey, if you listen to the whispers out there, is on the backside of a flu battle that he had over the weekend. That's good news. I imagine he will go. You know, Wieskamp's going to go. You know, Garza's going to go. And more than likely, they're going to play at least 35, 36 minutes, if not all 40 minutes tonight. Iowa's got 8 guys, basically, ready to go, or perhaps ready to go, if C.J. Frederick is among those 8. Well, even he'd be 9. Because you got Pemsel, you got Kreener, and you have Evelyn coming off the bench. Riley Till, I think, is going to get some playing time tonight, no matter what happens. And he will get into the mix a little bit. It's a Nebraska team that Iowa should beat. But doesn't necessarily mean that Iowa is going to win the game, because you know, A, Fred Hoiberg deep down would probably like to beat the Hawkeyes. B, the native sons of Nebraska want to beat Iowa in the worst way. And C, it's basketball. Anything can happen, and especially in 2020 in the Big Ten Conference.
Well, Nebraska has had its moments. Beat Purdue at home, I think, and pressed Indiana at Bloomington to overtime.
Also got run out of the building by Rutgers. But Rutgers is pretty good.
And has lost some teams that just aren't very good.
No.
So we'll see what Nebraska brings tonight. I have a feeling Iowa will piece it together and maybe win by 8. And it'll be a push.
That's not one of the choices.
At this point, Fran McCaffrey will take any sort of win.
He would take a half-court shot to win by a point, I think, in this game tonight. And that will tip off on the BTN, I believe, just past 8 o'clock, coming up this evening over in Lincoln, Nebraska. And, as I mentioned, that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com as far as that game is concerned. And it is a big one for the Hawkeyes. There's no doubt about it. You can eke out a road win in this league this year with as topsy-turvy as it has been so far. Plus, you get back to 500. You're looking with a loss tonight at a 1-3 Big Ten start. With Maryland coming into your place, which is, yeah, you're at home on a Friday night, but it's still Maryland coming in, a top 5 rated team in America. And not going to be easy, certainly. And probably, more than likely, will be Luka Garza's biggest challenge of the year, because Maryland's got a big-time front line that they're going to bring to Iowa City.
Right now, at this early stage, Iowa has held form, winning a Big Ten game at home and losing 2 on the road. You'd like to want to protect the home court and pick up a win or two on the road, and this is one Iowa should, I think, must get.
Must get. You're going to go with the must. See, I didn't throw must onto this.
Well, if you're going to be a contender in the league, or at least in the upper half, you've got to beat a team like Nebraska, no matter how depleted you are. Iowa still got some advantages, and principal among those are the duo of Garza and Kreener. It's a horrible rebounding team, as Mike Halas from the Gazette told us yesterday, one of the worst, if not the worst, in the country in Nebraska, and the Huskers don't shoot free throws, even at a 60% clip. Now tonight, I'll probably make 18 out of 20 from the line.
More than likely. Usually that's the way it happens. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line if you would like to weigh in on Iowa and Nebraska tonight as they get ready to get things underway at Pinnacle Bank Arena over in Lincoln tonight at 8 o'clock. Then you've got UNI in action tonight, as I mentioned, against Indiana State. Big one for the Panthers to try to hold serve as far as the home court is concerned in the Missouri Valley Conference. Help out the net, help out the RPI. They took a hit in the net when they lost to Illinois State last week. High 50s, I think UNI is right now, right around 60, that mark anyway. And Panthers need a win. They cannot afford to lose at home to Indiana State, even though we send our greetings to the native of the state of Iowa, Greg Lansing, as he brings the Sycamores in tonight.
Should be a good one. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman later in the week. Heard Kevin's color commentary on the Bradley UNI game. He was very good. But
also got some sun in the Bahamas.
That was pretty clear.
I think we're going to have to give Kevin a little ribbing on that. He looked good. He looked good. He looked like he just came off the beach or the back nine, one or the other. And probably with a case of his favorite beverage that he's been talking about. But we'll talk about that on Thursday with Kevin Lehman. Mark Ironside will join us coming up on Wednesday if you are making your plans and keeping track of the schedule for this week here on the Gym Class as we are on from 3 until 4, getting your local programming block underway, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening.
You're not interested in Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. I know you got a game tonight, so you can't watch anyway.
I could have recorded it.
Big Jeopardy fan. And the three biggest winners in the all-time all-time on the show are going at it tonight. Now, we encourage you to listen to the high school games tonight and maybe record this show, but I'm stoked.
It'll be interesting. It's a two-dayer, right?
Well, it's a series of one-hour shows. The one that wins three matches is the winner. So it's going to go on at least three nights.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to all the contestants out there as they vie for money I will never see. Text line, Cyclone Tim. Maybe they'll both lose tonight, Iowa and Nebraska. nothing like Nebraska bringing together Iowa and Iowa State fans, right? No, not so much anyway.
1446, wishing us Happy New Year. Scott, Vikings and Chiefs Super Bowl is still alive.
The rematch of Super Bowl IV. Hey, if you want Chiefs Vikings in the Super Bowl, I'll take it. And if you want to throw me the same outcome, I will take it as well. No Lenny Dawson or Joe Capp as the quarterbacks for this one. This affair, that game, the first one when they met in the Super Bowl, by the way, played in New Orleans at old Tulane Stadium, no longer around. But yeah, hey, I'll take Chiefs Vikings Super Bowl. I'll take Chiefs Packers. I'll take Chiefs Seahawks. I'll take Chiefs anything in the Super Bowl if you want to throw it out there for me. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up in about 5 minutes or so. College football news. Of course, last night, Geno Stone let everybody know, the now former Hawkeye safety, that he is going to bypass his final year of eligibility for the Hawkeyes and put his name into the NFL draft. By the way, we'll start lining up our friend Dan Shaka here in the next couple of weeks and talk with him about all the early entrants, especially locally, as far as the NFL draft is concerned, from our lad scouting service. So, but Geno Stone, what's it mean as far as the Iowa secondary is concerned? Iowa's got people back there. They've got people back there that they can conceivably move the deck chairs around. Yeah, Merriweather back there. You got Belton, who was the cash guy this year. Does he move to the safety position? Maybe get a little bit bigger, which usually happens in the offseason. Do you move one of the corners to a safety position like a Brents or somebody like that? There are a lot of possibilities. Iowa's got some personnel back there. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of how are they going to be arranged once spring comes around and then, more importantly, once fall comes around.
Well, it's been a recurring theme in the Iowa football program. Yeah, it might be tight end you, but it's in the secondary where we've seen, back to Desmond King and others, that players have decided to leave. So it's been a mix, reshuffling the deck pretty much every year, it seems like, and Iowa's done very well at doing so.
Yeah. I guess it's not a surprise for Geno Stone to be leaving. Iowa more than likely is going to lose three. Tristan Wirfs will more than likely be gone. A.J. Epinesa already been rumblings that he is definitely out the door. And now Geno Stone is out the door. And that is, I believe, I know Mark Morehouse referred to this on Twitter the other day, seven over the last handful of years as far as early entrance into the NFL draft for the Hawkeyes. Nothing that Kirk Ferentz hasn't crossed before. And it's a good indication that your program is doing well.
I personally thought Geno Stone could benefit from another year. He's not a first-round draft pick.
Oh, no.
He could turn out to be a wonderful player. And I think he is a very good player, but he's, 5'11", doesn't run a 4'4". Or 4'3", 40. Some of the measurables are not there, but he's got a good instinct for the ball, pretty good coverage ability. I just thought another year would be good for Geno Stone.
What do you think?
He didn't ask me.
No. 319-366-1600 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. What do you think about that? Is that a good thing for Geno? Do you agree with Mark? Should he have stayed one more year? But it's up to him, and he feels he is ready as far as the NFL is concerned. Also coming out today, this was pretty early in the day, Matt Rhule, the Baylor coach, no longer the Baylor coach. He is going to be the head coach of the NFL's Carolina Panthers. Rumored that Matt Rhule was looking at taking the next step to the National Football League, and his stock is never going to be higher than it is right now. And Matt Rhule is striking while the iron is hot. And you can't blame the guy for doing that. Not taking a... The pay is going to be just about the same, but no recruiting.
Is it, though? 7 years, $60 million?
As far as, well, incentives are being thrown in there.
Well, incentives will take it to even a higher level. The payout to Baylor is $6 million, which buyouts don't mean anything. They're taken care of by the NFL team, right?
Right.
Or the other school that... Listen, Rhule might be the best thing to come down the pike since Bill Belichick. I don't know. But he's got 1 year of experience in the NFL. And I'm going to prepare a sports view that will air tomorrow. And there just is no cookie-cutter solution to hiring head coaches. We've seen Mike McCarthy and Ron Rivera being recycled. Two guys that have reached the Super Bowl. Two guys that were successful. But they lost their jobs, the last ones. You've got Matt Rhule, the hot college guy. And you got a trendy assistant, apparently, in Joe Judge.
He's now the Giants coach.
Been hired by the Giants. And I can hear Chris Liss moaning from Portugal on that one.
We will talk to Chris tomorrow, by the way. Get one last fantasy football.
Get his view on that. But there's just no... And what we don't know is who's going to hit a home run.
Right. Exactly. What it does mean is probably Lincoln Riley is staying put. With Dallas closed, with Washington closed, with the Giants closed.
Still got the Browns out there.
Still got the Browns, but people can do the connection with Lincoln Riley and Baker Mayfield, but I just don't see Lincoln Riley going to Cleveland. I don't think that's a very good fit. Right there. More than likely, 98% that Lincoln Riley is going to be back in Norman next year, at least for one more year. So Oklahoma can finish fourth and get blown out in the semifinals.
Urban Meyer is going to still be on Fox?
Looks that way. Looks that way. 321. Going to take a break, come back. Wyatt Schultz will join us. We're going to talk some wrestling with Wyatt from The Predicament. Right after this, you're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here at 321. Back with you after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you in the gym class on this Tuesday here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. And we're going to talk some high school wrestling in general with you coming up here as Wyatt Schultz set to join us. Does a great job of covering high school wrestling for many, many years, college wrestling as well, and helping out with the predicament and other associated events and venues. How you doing, Wyatt? Happy New Year.
Well, I was just kind of wondering how you guys' holiday season went.
Well, had the fourth Christmas last night.
So you've had a nice long Christmas or holiday season, have you?
I think that's the last one. I think that was the last one. But we've made it through. Hopefully, that's what happens when everybody gets a little bit older and get a little marriage in there and whatnot.
I totally understand.
Yeah, you probably went through the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. You know, and then as you get extended families besides, by that I mean your grandkids and everything else, it adds up.
It does. Very much so. Very much so. Well, we're back into wrestling. We hit it hard Thursday night. There were an assorted handful of events that took place over the weekend, but not a whole lot in that first Saturday after the calendar turned.
No, there wasn't. I believe City High and West wrestled on Thursday evening. Then I was actually up in Rochester at the Clash.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was, if you're familiar with the Clash at all, it's awesome. It's just something that I enjoy. I've hit 17 of the 18 years up there, so that kind of tells you my age, I guess. But it's always a lot of fun. I felt the Iowa schools did very well. Not that you had Waverly that finished in the championship pool. Don Bosco was in the second pool. So they finished fifth overall. Waverly finished third overall. But overall, of the six schools that were up there, I felt they wrestled very well. Shakopee, which is a top 25 team in the country, won it. In exciting fashion, it came down to the last match with one of the top-ranked kids in the country in Carson Manville. It came down to them and St. Michael Albertville. I don't know if people are familiar with Shakopee at all, but they are coached by the former Apple Valley coach, who is Jimmy Jackson, who grew up in Owine and a graduate of Luther College. So he's not only brought Apple Valley up to one of the top teams in the country, but now moved over to Shakopee and brought them up to one of the top 20-25 teams in the country.
Yeah, always a very good one, and the top teams from the state of Iowa always find their way up to Rochester. By the way, Wyatt's appearance brought to you by, as you heard, Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And, of course, Kurt, happy New Year to him, and We hope he doesn't do a good job in the draft on Saturday for our golf league.
Hey, why?
Just kidding, Kurt.
Why you get around as much as anybody, see a great deal of tournaments, and any more these days, you know, we've got cross competition among the states. The Clash, a perfect example. And, you know, Iowa has got a great reputation for high school wrestling, but doesn't own everything. You see teams from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Illinois and others compete toe-to-toe with Iowa, right?
Yes, they do. And talking to some of the Iowa coaches up there at the Clash, and they're wrestling teams from, like you say, Wisconsin and Minnesota, what they enjoy is the different styles. You know, you think wrestling is just wrestling, but what they talk about as far as Minnesota, they like a little more of the mat wrestling, where I think Iowa is more of a takedown type game. And Wisconsin is a little bit the same way as far as mat wrestling. So I think what they like when they cross wrestle like that or wrestle different states, it's the different styles, which I find fascinating. That, and I've even noticed, and Coach Briggs will get a kick out of this, we even noticed the difference in officials between the different states. And not that there, any of them are wrong or bad, they just have different styles.
Sure. And then that makes sense to me. That makes sense, no doubt.
But yeah, it's you get some of the top teams down here, and even talking to some of the out-of-state coaches, a lot of those coaches enjoy wrestling in Iowa, and I think a lot of it is the fan support. There is so much fan support and enthusiasm in the state of Iowa, and I think that just draws them to the state. And not that they can't win down here or compete, it's just that they enjoy wrestling in that type of environment.
No doubt, yeah. You mentioned Weston City last Friday night, a special Friday night one, since they're in different divisions, they wanted to wrestle. And West beat City, I think, for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 years as far as that duel was concerned.
Yeah, and I think it came down to the last. It was a close duel. I actually had kind of forgotten to look into the results, but it didn't come down to within a couple of matches with them two. And I believe Will Holf, is he back at wrestling?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I know he had been kind of dinged up and trying to get back healthy again. And Iowa City West needs a kid like Holf back in the lineup.
Why isn't this really the month that a lot can be evaluated? Because a lot of teams coming off football, their players need to get into shape, had some injuries and whatnot. Isn't this the time of year where you got pretty much what you're going to have at the end of the year?
Pretty much, unless you get dinged up now, kind of like Bettendorf up at the Clash, they have 3-4 guys out, you know, and even Little at heavyweight, who's going to Iowa to play football. So this is the time to get healed up and get back into, especially over the Christmas break, because I think some of those kids are a little overeaten. Is that how you refer to that? But and also, you know, you think you have some tough tournaments in December. There are some tough tournaments coming up in the month of January, such as this Benton Community Tournament coming up, the Jerry Eckenrod this week. And then you have the Ed Winger, the Bob Luders coming up. So you've got some tough tournaments coming up in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Yep, and leads us right to what's coming up this weekend. And you mentioned the highlight is over at Van Horn with the Eckenrod, hosted by Benton Community. Always a really good field. Don Bosco is going to be there. Assumption's going to be there. Wash and Jeff are going to be there. Independence is going to be there. North Lynn, West Delaware, West Liberty, Williamsburg. It's a big one.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to mention, you know, you have the number one 1A team plus the number 1, 2, and 3 2A teams, as well as the number 6 team in Independence. So you've got five of the top 6 teams in the state coming into this tournament. And I was just checking out, there's 9 number one ranked kids in the state at this tournament. So you have a solid, solid field. At 120, you have six top 10 kids in that weight alone. Some of those kids are going to finish higher at the state tournament than they are at this tournament. It is that strong.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, at 160, you're going to have the number one 1A kid and the number one 2A kid in Cade Tenold and Adam Aronson out of Union. So that's how strong this field is going to be.
Yeah, not only the Eckenrod going off. Linmar's got a good field at theirs. Lepic Duels down at Iowa City West this weekend. Ames has their big tournament coming up this weekend as well. Kennedy and City Hire going over there. And Prairie.
Right. Kennedy and like City High and Kennedy, you know, you've got Kennedy's a pretty balanced team. And then you not only throw in West Des Moines Valley, who's consistently strong, plus a couple of, we were talking about the out-of-state teams, plus you have Omaha Scott Catholic out of Omaha, which they're down a little bit, but they're traditionally a pretty strong team. Plus Ankeny is in there, which is a solid field. So that Mendenhall over in Ames with Kennedy and City High and Prairie is a nice solid tournament.
It is. It is. That'll be a good one. Everybody pretty much in action coming up this weekend. We got some duels on Thursday night. I don't know the MVC one. Probably the marquee duel is here in town. West and Kennedy will battle it out at Kennedy on Thursday.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy, won't it? I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't know if I'll make it to that one or not, but like you said, that would be the probably the highlight of the MVC this week. And also, you know, as long as we're on that, you know, Prairie is at Washington, but noticing the numbers at Washington, how they've how they're getting numbers in the room now, and I think that's fantastic over there by J.P. Graham building that program up.
Yep, getting it back there and getting some people, that's the first thing you got to do.
Exactly. You know, once you get the kids in the room and get that competition, you know, and it just increases your it just makes you a better team just by the competition in the room. You got to have the numbers. It's kind of hard to shadow wrestle and get better.
Very true. And when you got the next set of rankings coming out at the predicament after this weekend?
No, they will be Thursday, and we'll come out with a set of dual rankings as well as the individual rankings, but we should have them out by 5 o'clock. So it'll be before that Iowa City West Kennedy duel. So we'll have them out by 5 o'clock on Thursday.
There you go. By this weekend. Yeah.
By this weekend. Yeah. that'll make it good because there's a few adjustments that will be made, and I mean weights, not up and down the lineups, but there's a few adjustments in weights, so that'll change things around a little bit too, such as Will Esmoil out of West Liberty, he's going up to 52. They informed us wrong last time, so we put him at the wrong weight, but he'll be moving back up to 52, so that's going to create some fun over there at Benton Community as well.
All right, sounds good. So look for that coming up at thepredicament.com on Thursday. And Wyatt, appreciate you going over to Van Horn Saturday, right?
Oh, yes, I am. Actually, I'm going over on Friday night to help set up, and so we're kind of making a weekend out of it, I guess.
Yeah, and they always do a great job over there at Benton.
Well-run.
With the Eckenrod.
Hey, yeah, it's a well-run tournament.
Wyatt, talk to you in a couple weeks, and enjoy the wrestling.
All right, I will. Thanks for calling, you guys.
All right. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament joining us here on The Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk PGA golf. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer of ESPN.com, will preview the 2020 season when we come back.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. not a Resort Club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
What happens on the bike is what you commit to.
What's up, Peloton family? Welcome to this 20-minute conference.
To the hills.
Don't stop here, Peloton. Remember why you started.
The sprints.
We've got this together. We are always a team.
And the milestones.
Great job, Peloton. Way to show up today.
But what happens off the bike?
My dad just ran his fastest 10K yet. I've never seen him so sure of himself.
Is why it matters. Try it for yourself with 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Back in the Gym Class here at 340 on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Ironside will join us. Talk some college wrestling. Iowa's going to Indiana and Purdue. The Indiana 1-2 this weekend. That will be coming up tomorrow. And one final time to talk with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Got questions about keeper leagues? Maybe fantasy golf? We don't know. Maybe. We'll have that opportunity for you coming up here tomorrow on the program. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line. If you would like to get in touch with us, and hoping to get a hold of Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, coming up here in a moment.
He's probably in Hawaii, is he not?
Sony
Open coming up this week.
I don't believe he is in Hawaii. I would be in Hawaii. Yeah.
Zach Johnson is in Hawaii, the Cedar Rapidian, starting 2020, the 2020 portion of the season. Zach won this tournament 10 years ago, 2009, one of his 12 PGA Tour victories, and this is a big year for Zach. It's the last of his exemption from the British Open, and he's also on the career money list, pretty high, so he might get an additional year, but sure would be nice for him to get a victory this season and procure a couple years.
It would take care of a lot of ills right now.
Yeah.
For Zach, and just to get him back up there as far as where he not only wants to be, but where he has been over the last decade plus. Since really the 2007 Masters Championship. Mm-hmm. So hoping that is the case. And we're hoping to get in touch with Bob as well, as Zach doing a great job on the other side of the glass, and he's tracking him down as we speak like a bloodhound. Tracking him. He's got 3 minutes, right? That's a golf joke, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes to find your ball or 3 minutes to find Bob Herrig as a guest, whichever one.
Again, a chance to visit KGYMradio.com for all our local programming and other information, including the poll question brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. Will the Hawkeyes prove to be 8 points better than the Huskers tonight? Yes, Hawks win easy. No, but Iowa finds a way to win a close one. Lastly, no, Huskers eke out a win at home.
Go ahead and vote at kgymradio.com. Love to hear from you out there. We're going to get in touch with him coming up in a moment. I just heard from Bob, and we're going to get a hold of him. I might have the wrong number. So we're doing this on the fly as we speak. We got to take a we'll take a 1 minute break and come back and we'll get
brilliant idea.
So stay with us. We'll talk some golf here in a moment.
Pros like you do it right by starting with Lowe's to save on the brands you trust. Whether you're building new construction or renovating, stop in today and get up to 20% off Lithonia 2-foot by 4-foot LED flat panel commercial lighting when you buy in bulk. Plus, get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. Whatever you need for this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid 1-6 to 1-15 U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back with you on the gym class here in KGYM, and we just beat the three-minute count. We found the ball, and we did not have to take a drop. Right, Mark?
Never a good thing.
With all the new rules and whatnot, but I think I had the wrong number. I was off a digit by Bob, and that's what happens when you break your reading glasses today, which is what I did. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, joining us to preview the 2020 PGA season. We were kidding around, Bob. We just beat the three-minute count. We found the ball, and it's playable.
There you go. Yep, exactly. I hear you. Could have fudged on the 3 minutes a little bit, I suppose.
We would never do that. We would never do that. That's a disgrace to
never
the game.
Never break the rules. That's good.
Bob, let's start out with you've written about Patrick Reed, and there's a lot of focus on him. Despite the fact he's playing well, it looks like the rules and the reaction to what Patrick has done recently and in the past is going to follow him a while. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way around it, guys. I mean, it's just, you know, it's golf is interesting that way. You know, in other sports, we applaud people for trying to get away with stuff, and in golf, it's the other way around. We applaud them for admitting, you know, even the smallest of infractions. And, you know, I can't speak to his intent. I don't think anybody can. I really do think it's harsh when people call him a cheater. I think that's, you know, you just can't know for sure intent. But the bottom line is, at the very least, it looks bad. And him doubling down on it and not recognizing that has really hurt him. It's been bad. It's been bad for his, you know, for his reputation, and it's caused him some grief at the President's Cup and now again here last week at Kapalua. And it's unfortunate. You know, he's a heck of a player, and I certainly don't think he's loose with the rules. But in this instance, you know, we all saw what happened. And even if he believes it, from the bottom of his heart that he did nothing wrong and that it's the angle looked different and that it's not what he saw, he has to look at that video and recognize that what everybody else saw looks bad. And if it looks bad, you should probably just own it and say, look, I'm sorry. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong at the time in that moment. I was concentrating on what I had to do, what have you. Apologize, say, I realize it looks bad. I take the two strokes. take whatever's coming to me, I understand, and move on.
Baba,
you know, he kind of played this game of, you know, well, hey, you didn't have the right angle, and now it's escalated into the people aren't going to let it go, and that's, you know, that's unfortunate, but he sort of brought it on himself.
Well, whether you're in Reed's corner or not, Bob, I think what's unfortunate is that it's only the top players in the world, the top players on the leaderboard, who are under this kind of scrutiny. The guy who's 65th in the field is not going to be on TV, and it could be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean that's true. But also that guy, there's been many examples of that guy calling a penalty on himself, and nobody would have known it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We just had an example in the fall. I believe it was at the. I think it was at the RSM tournament where Russell Henley finished his round, was signing golf balls for a fan, and realized that there was a slightly different version of the golf ball he had been playing in his bag. It was marked a little bit differently. Under the rules, these guys have, you know, on the pro tours, they play the one ball rule. You cannot change the brand of ball. You can't even change, like, from a Pro V1X to a Pro V1X2. You have to play the Pro V1X the entire round. And his was something that minute. And he started thinking about it, and he realized, you know what? I must have played this other ball for four holes. It's a two-shot penalty per hole. Cost him eight shots.
Yep.
Nobody would have known. It's so obscure in terms of how it could have. Would it have benefited him? Probably not in the least. So if he had gone from a high spin ball to a low spin ball, sure, possibly. But in any case, those eight shots cost him the cut. You know, and so the point is that in golf, you know, you're expected to police yourself, and whether the cameras are there or not. That's not something you should do. Patrick should know better. He should have known that he's being filmed. And that, to me, is sort of why I actually, in a weird way, give him a little bit of a pass. He has to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to blatantly break a rule like that, knowing there's spectators there, there's other cat, another player, there's probably a camera on you. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I almost feel like, you know, you'd be a fool to do it in most situations. But the bottom line is look at what it showed. And in golf, if you're shown evidence that you've committed a violation, that's good enough. And so for him to not then just immediately, you know, I just think he got bad advice. And I don't think the tour has helped in this either. They could have come out with a sternly worded statement saying, what Patrick did was not a good look. You know, regardless of what he says, that looks like an egregious break of the rule. You know, like it's happened in other places where, like, the European Tour has gone back and given harsher penalties to guys than what were inflicted on the golf course, either fines or suspensions or what have you. And it sent a message, you know, and it's hard to overcome that. In Patrick's case, they almost tried to side with them and hoping that it would go away, and obviously it's not gone away.
Bob, golf is at a great place, I believe, right now. Try to find a number one between Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Jon Rahm. It's just amazing. And if we have a year that's any indication of the way that the playoff or the 72nd hole and then the playoff went on Sunday at Kapalua, it's going to be a terrific year.
I agree. I think, you know, any of those guys you mentioned, I don't think we'd be surprised if any one of them got to number one this year. I mean, Koepka's lead is decent, but it's dwindled because he's been out here lately and hasn't played and hasn't been able to add to it. And, you know, guys have closed the gap a little bit. Rory's right there with a chance. And obviously, Jon Rahm, I think, is an excellent chance to, you know, be the number one ranked player in the world, if not soon, someday. And Justin Thomas has been number one, and he's won three of his last seven tournaments. You know, he had a little injury issue earlier last year. Maybe that situation would be different. And Shockley, you know, probably should have won the tournament the other day. You've got a bunch of really good young players who are up there. And then, you know, we haven't even mentioned like Justin Rose, Tiger, DeChambeau, Tony Finau, lots of great players who I think are going to be in the mix. And it sets up really nicely for some really interesting golf coming up.
I want to get your thoughts on the 20-something set, Bob. Scott and I have our fantasy draft coming up here, so maybe that's one reason. But excuse me, you there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Victor Hovland, Matthew Wolf, Colin Morikawa, and maybe even a guy like Christopher Ventura. Who should people really hitch their wagon to, so to speak?
How do you pick among them? I think they're all great with great potential. If I had to choose, I'd go with Hovland. I just think he's really, really solid. Obviously, Wolf has won the tournament. So is Morikawa. All of them. Look at what these guys have done in such a short amount of time already. Turning pro and almost like not even like being fazed by it. It's really impressive. I have a hard time going against any of them. But, if I had to pick one, I think Hovland is pretty special.
Talking with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer at ESPN.com, as we take a look at the 2020 PGA Tour season. First full field event coming up this weekend at the Sony in Hawaii. And Zach Johnson's making the trip out there. And Zach needs a good 2020. We were talking about that a little bit before we brought you aboard, Bob. But 2019 is one that Zach's not going to look back upon fondly. And hopefully things will turn around this year.
Yeah, it's funny how quickly it slips away, right? I mean, he's outside of the top 200 in the world all of a sudden. And I think last year at this time, he was just outside the top 60. And all of a sudden, you're not in some of those big events. You're not playing tournament champions. You're not playing in the world golf events where, it's easier to pick up the world ranking points. And you're just fighting from behind. And he, as you noted, he just did not have a great 2019. I'm not sure he had a top 10 finish. He might have had one last fall, which starts the 2019 season. But a lot of lackluster results throughout the rest of the year. A few missed cuts. A lot of finishes beyond 30th, 35th. And I saw him and spoke to him briefly at the President's Cup, where he was an assistant captain, and he seemed in a good state of mind. He has had a good outlook about getting back after it. And I think being around those guys and being in that environment had to be inspiring to him in some way. I think he felt like, hey, why shouldn't I be here with these guys doing this? It's not been that long. And so, all it takes is a good result or two, and all of a sudden you're back headed in that right direction. But we've spoken about him before, I've just been surprised that it's fallen off like this. He's just not been that sharp. Some of the hallmarks of his game, like the wedge play and the putting, have let him down. And then you start to press in other areas to make up for it, and it becomes a vicious circle.
Bob, who do you trust more to have a bounce back year, Jordan Spieth or Jason Day?
Well, yeah, good question. I mean, they're both hurting, I'd say, in that regard. I think a little bit more I would have to side with Jordan. I think he's just been working at it so hard here, the last 6 months and really kind of trying to zero in. He a year ago we were talking about his putting. It's really not been the issue. He putted fine in 2019. I mean, he figured that out. It's been the ball striking, he just has been very poor off the tees. All those strokes gained, statistics are poor, especially for him, way off his normal. And, he's shown some glimmers and then he's regressed. He's had poor third rounds, but I think he's been working at it so much that maybe there's a breakthrough coming. Whereas you know, Day, once again, had back issues. He cited that kept him, you know, he was going to play in the President's Cup and the Australian Open and the President's Cup and withdrew from both. And now he's committed, I see, to Torrey Pines in a few weeks. But where is he health-wise? I mean, he's just had a history of these back issues, and that's hard to overcome, you know. So he could want to do it as much as Jordan does, and I'm sure he does, and maybe – but is he able to put in the time and the effort to be able to get it done?
We got about 25 seconds, Bob. Does Tiger play more than 12 events, and does he win this year?
I think yes to both. You know, I think the reason now we've learned that he only played, I think it was ending up in 14 during the season last year, was because he was not healthy. You know, his knee was bothering him. It led to back problems. He skipped some tournaments like Bay Hill and Quail Hollow that he might have played. He didn't play a World Golf event, and he missed the Tour Championship. You know, I think it's trending in a different direction this year. Will it be a lot more? No, more like probably 16 or 17. But I think you're going to see him a little bit more. I think there's going to be a big push for him to make the Olympics, too. I think he really, really wants to make that team, and he's in a position to do so if he has a strong spring.
Bob, appreciate it. Keep up the great work at ESPN.com. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, joining us. That's going to put a wrap on things. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids.